Open Windows, March the 17th, Rooted and Grounded. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6, verse 5. May I remind you that the nature of this planting is just that with which we are so familiar, planted together in the likeness of his death. That is the word of the apostle. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. The enemy is the instrument, so often, of planting us more deeply into the death of Christ. His assaults, his attacks, his accusations, everything. Yes. The Lord is not the source of evil, but the Lord allows it. So often our hearts cry out, "Why, Lord, did you ever allow that in our lives? That thing which has meant such a deep, dark passage. Why did the Lord allow it? He could have prevented it." Well, we were planted by it into the death of the Lord Jesus. We were brought more than ever to an end of ourselves. Yes, and therefore to know the Lord in a larger measure than we have ever known him, and to be brought to a place where it will not be found so easy for the devil to shake us the next time. That is the sovereign way of God in deeper death experiences. Planted together in the likeness of his death. Oh, have you been planted there initially? Have you been planted in Christ crucified? Or are you one of those attachments to something? Are you planted? And when a deeper planting comes, remember, it is the root being driven downwards. And the issue is going to be most surely endurance, stability, and ability to stand. But oh, there is going to be greater fruitfulness.